There, get your Bibles, and I would like for you to turn to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. We've been going through a study on the book of Romans. Specifically, Romans, the righteousness of God revealed. The Apostle Paul, I was going to interrupt him. The righteousness of God revealed. And so today we're going to continue with where we left off last Sunday. As we have seen so far, in Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul has expressed the whole theme of Romans. And he has expressed that it is the righteousness of God revealed. This righteousness is something that God gives to man.
Esta justicia que ha sido revelada para nosotros.
It's not something we give to God.
No es algo que nosotros damos al Señor.
It's something God gives to us.
Es algo que el Señor nos da a nosotros.
This has nothing to do with our works.
Nada tiene que ver con nuestros trabajos.
But what God has given to us.
Pero lo que el Señor nos ha dado a nosotros.
It's something we receive by faith.
Es algo que nosotros recibimos por fe.
Before we see the beauty of this righteousness that God gives,
y antes de que miremos la belleza de esto que Dios nos ha dado,
Paul begins to show why man needs God, needs God's righteousness.
Pablo nos enseña por qué necesitamos la justicia del Señor.
And really, in a short way of saying it,
y en una forma corta de decirlo,
the reason why we need God's righteousness,
la razón es por qué necesitamos la justicia del Señor,
is because every one of us are sinners.
Es porque todos nosotros somos pecadores.
There is not a person on the face of the earth that is without sin.
No hay ninguna persona en todo el ser de la tierra que no sea pecador.
I'm not talking about the acts of sin.
No estoy hablando de los actos del pecado.
I'm saying we're sinners before we did those things.
Estoy diciendo que somos pecadores antes de que hagamos las cosas.
Back in 2015,
atrás en el 2015,
I preached a message entitled God's Anti-Venom.
El pastor predicó el mensaje de antiveneno.
And I brought out in that sermon,
y lo que trajo ahí en el sermón,
that since the beginning with Adam and Eve,
desde el comienzo de Adán y Eva,
when they believed the serpent,
cuando ellos creyeron en la serpiente,
and they disobeyed God,
y desobedieron a Dios,
they, in a sense, were bitten by a serpent.
En una forma, ellos fueron mordidos por la serpiente.
Death came into the human race.
La muerte vino al ser humano.
And this death has continued from the day of Adam and Eve until now.
Y esta muerte ocurrió desde el principio de Adán y Eva hasta ahorita.
That death is called sin.
Y esa muerte se llama pecado.
It's sin that has caused sickness and dying.
El pecado es lo que ha causado las enfermedades y la muerte.
The reality that sin is in the world,
la realidad de que el pecado está en el mundo,
is that we die.
De que morimos.
It boggles the mind of the medical field. How do you say? Yeah, that's a good way. Confunde.
Se confunde.
The mind of doctors.
Confunde la mente de los doctores.
How that the body, the human body,
como el cuerpo, el ser humano,
it was created to live.
Fue creado para vivir.
It functions the way it functions, and it is meant to live.
Y cómo funciona, la forma que funciona para vivir.
But the body begins to break down.
Pero el cuerpo empieza a quebrarse.
And instead of living forever, it dies.
Y en vez de vivir para siempre, se muere.
And man, or the medical, the doctors don't know why it breaks down.
Y los doctores, la ciencia, no saben por qué el cuerpo se quebra.
They see the complexity of the human body.
Miran la complejidad del cuerpo.
To be honest with you, it was created to live forever.
Y honestamente, el cuerpo fue hecho para que viviera para siempre.
But it dies.
Pero muere.
It breaks down.
Se quebra.
It gets old.
Se hace viejo.
Where when we were young, we could do almost anything.
Somos jóvenes, podíamos hacer.
And our bones didn't break.
Los huesos no se quebraban.
Now that we're getting older,
y ahora que estamos haciéndonos viejos,
you just jump up and down. Just jump up in the air.
Cuando brincamos,
when you land, you feel it.
Cuando caemos a la tierra, sentimos el impacto.
Way different than when we were young kids.
Muy diferente que cuando éramos jóvenes.
When we were young, we can be on top of a haystack.
Cuando estábamos jóvenes, podíamos ir a las pacas.
And jump down and you wouldn't even hurt us.
Y brincamos y no nos lastimábamos.
But when you're over 40,
pero cuando cumple más de 40,
you're not going to jump off a haystack like that.
No vas a brincar de una loma de alfalfa para abajo.
You're going to go down slowly.
Te vas a bajar con cuidado.
Because our bodies are breaking down.
Porque los cuerpos están quebrando.
This is the reality of life.
Y esta es la realidad de la vida.
Why is there death in the world?
Porque hay muerte en el mundo.
And it's because sin is in the world.
Y es porque el pecado está en el mundo.
The reason why it's falling apart is because sin is in the world.
La razón de por qué se está cayendo es por el pecado en el mundo.
And so Paul is establishing this fact.
Y Pablo está estableciendo este factor.
This world is full of sin.
Que este mundo está lleno de pecado.
And it's the result of man's initial disobedience with God.
Es el resultado de la desobediencia a nuestro Señor.
Sin is inside of us.
El pecado está dentro de nosotros.
And this sin begins to bring forth its effects.
Y este pecado está trayendo las consecuencias a nosotros.
Last Sunday, the latter part of chapter 1. We see how man, apart from God, goes right towards sinful practices.
Miramos como el ser humano apartado de Dios está lleno de pecado.
And so Paul listed many different things and many different actions of sin.
Y Pablo hizo una lista de todos los diferentes clases de pecado.
And it gives a list that sometimes people don't like to read.
Y da una lista donde mucha gente no le gusta leer.
But this is the effect of man living apart from God.
Y esto es el factor del pecado.
Or apart from God.
De vivir apartado de Dios.
And so look at verse 27, and we're going to quickly read through this. One verse 27, really quick. It says, likewise, the men, leaving the natural function of the woman, burned in their lust toward one another, men with men, doing that which is shameful, and receiving in themselves the due penalty of this error.
Asimismo, el hombre dejaron las relaciones naturales con la mujer y se encendieron en pasiones lujuriosas los unos con los otros, hombres con hombres, cometieron actos indecentes y en sí mismos recibieron el castigo que merecían sus perversiones.
We're living in a time. that we're seeing a lot of this more and more and more. We're living in a generation where there is a denial of God. They're saying God doesn't exist. Because God doesn't exist, I can do whatever I want. And the ultimate rebellion against God are these very acts of shame that are being described here. Look at verse 29. It says, they were filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, proud, boastful, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, calloused, unmerciful, who know the righteous requirement of God, that those who commit such things are worthy of death. They not only do them, they also heartily approve those who practice them. It's a long list. I'll let him read it in Spanish.
Se han llenado de toda clase de maldad, perversidad, avaricia, depravación. Están repletos de envidia, homicidios, disensiones, engaño y malicia. Son chismosos, calumniadores, enemigos de Dios, insolentes, soberbios y arrogantes. Se ingenian maldades, se rebelan contra sus padres. Son insensatos, desleales, insensibles, despiadados. Saben bien que según el justo decreto de Dios, quienes practican tales cosas merecen la muerte. Sin embargo, no solo siguen practicando, sino que incluso aprueban a quienes las practican.
Wow. What a list.
Wow, qué lista.
This sounds like it's 2019.
Esto suena como el 2019.
We're living in a day where this is very prominent.
Vivimos en el día donde todo esto es bien proveniente.
It's because man without God is left in their sin. Man without God is left in their sin.
Dios sin la gente sin Dios se ha apartado del Señor.
And when allowed to be in our sin, we begin to practice the very deeds of sin.
Y cuando nos han dejado hacer lo que el mundo quiere, se han apartado del Señor.
And so Paul is saying, look.
Y Pablo está diciendo, mire.
These are people that are sinful.
Y dice que son gente que son pecadoras.
They're obviously sinful.
Obviamente son pecadores.
But now in chapter 2,
ahora en el capítulo 2,
Paul begins to deal with another class of people.
Pablo empieza a lidiar con otra clase de gente.
These are people that think they're living okay.
Estas son las clases de gente que piensan que están viviendo bien.
Those people that practice chapter 1 are definitely sinners.
Los que estamos hablando en el chapter primero son definitivamente pecadores.
But now these in chapter 2 are living what seems to be a moral life.
Están viviendo una vida que se mira moralmente bien.
They're living in such a way
están viviendo en una forma de vida
that now they're pointing the finger at everybody.
Que están apuntando el dedo a toda la gente.
And they're judging them.
Y les están juzgando.
Look at how Paul starts off chapter 2.
Miren cómo empieza el capítulo 2.
Says, therefore you are without excuse, O man, whoever you are who judges, for when you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge do the same things.
Por tanto, no tienes excusa tú, quien quiera que seas, cuando juzgues a los demás, pues al juzgar a otros, te condenas a ti mismo, ya que practicas las mismas cosas.
Think about what Paul is saying. Paul is saying that this group is looking down on those other ones.
Pablo está diciendo que esta gente está mirando a la otra gente para abajo.
So they think like they're moral.
So ellos piensan que son morales.
I'm a good person.
Soy una persona buena.
I do good things.
Hago cosas buenas.
I help people.
Ayudo a la gente.
I give to the poor.
Le doy a los pobres.
I have a job.
Tengo un trabajo.
I have a house.
Tengo una casa.
I care for my kids.
Me preocupo por mis hijos.
I do everything seemingly right.
Hago todo similarmente bien.
I drive the speed limit.
Me manejo a la velocidad perfecta.
I'm obedient.
Soy obediente.
I try to live right.
Trato de vivir bien.
I'm not hurting anybody.
No estoy haciéndole daño a nadie.
And Paul begins to point the finger to that person.
Y Pablo empieza a apuntar el dedo a esa persona.
What Paul is showing in chapter 1 all the way through chapter 3.
Lo que está enseñando Pablo en el primer capítulo hasta el capítulo 3.
Is that we all are sinners.
De que todos somos pecadores.
We are all sinners.
Todos somos pecadores.
There are some that are obviously sinners.
Hay unos que son obviamente pecadores.
Even the one that thinks they're better than the other is still a sinner.
Y aunque los esos que piensan que están haciendo bien también son pecadores.
Paul begins to show that everyone is guilty before God.
Pablo empieza a enseñarle a todos que todos somos culpables en presencia de Dios.
And so Paul is going to establish this now from chapter 2 verses 1 through 16.
Y Pablo empieza a establecer todo esto del capítulo 2 de 1 al
16. And so he begins to show, look, you need God just like that person does.
Y empieza a decirle, mira, tú necesitas al Señor como esos también lo necesitan.
Look at verse 5 really quick.
Vamos a mirar el versículo 5.
It says, but because of your hardness and impenitent heart, you are storing up treasures of wrath against yourself on the day of wrath, when the righteous judgment of God will be revealed.
Pero tú por obstinación y por tu corazón empedernido sigues acumulando castigo contra ti mismo para el día de la ira, cuando Dios revele su justo juicio.
What Paul is bringing out here is that these people think that they are right before God.
Lo que Pablo está diciendo aquí es que ellos piensan que están bien enfrente del Señor.
But Paul is saying that they are storing up for themselves the wrath of God.
Pero lo que Pablo está diciendo que ellos están guardando la ira del Señor.
And what this is saying is this.
Lo que está diciendo es esto.
Is that person that is seemingly living okay,
que esas personas que piensan que están viviendo bien,
is just as deserving of the wrath of God,
que también se merecen la ira del Señor.
Just like that obviously sinful person on the outside.
Como los otros pecadores que son más obvios.
Now what Paul is going to do in the latter half of this, of verses 1 through 16.
Y lo que Pablo está diciendo aquí en los últimos
he's going to introduce the law of God.
Va a introducir la ley del Señor.
In verse 12,
en el verso 12,
he begins to introduce the law.
Empieza a introducir la ley.
When you understand what the law is, you'll see that the law is God's requirement.
Entenderás que es lo que requiere el Señor.
The law tells us how we need to live before God.
La ley nos dice cómo debemos de vivir.
It presents God's perfect standard of righteousness.
Representa el cómo vivir correctamente.
And what he's going to show is no one can keep the law perfectly.
Lo que está enseñando es que nadie puede vivir correctamente.
Verse 12, it says, as many as have sinned without the law will perish without the law. And as many as have sinned under the law will be judged by the law.
Todos los que han pecado sin conocer la ley también perecerán sin la ley. Y todos los que han pecado conociendo la ley por la ley serán juzgados.
It says in verse 13, for the hearers of the law are not justified before God, but the doers of the law will be justified.
Y en el 13, porque Dios no considera justos a los que oyen la ley, sino a los que cumplen. De hecho.
Okay. Is that it? Verse 13. You got it all.
Cuando los gentiles que no tienen la ley cumplen por naturaleza lo que la ley exige. Ellos son la ley para sí mismos, aunque no tengan la ley.
Now notice what Paul is saying here.
Ahora fíjense lo que está diciendo Pablo.
He's talking about the law of God.
Está hablando de la ley del Señor.
In verse 13 he says it's the hearers, or for the hearers of the law are not justified before God.
Y lo que está diciendo aquí que los que oyen la palabra del Señor o la ley no quiere decir que sean.
Think about it. It's not enough just to hear the law.
Que no es suficiente nomás oír de la ley.
It's not enough just to go to church on Sundays.
No es suficiente ir los domingos a la iglesia.
But he says it's not the hearers that are justified.
No, está diciendo que no los que oyen son, no son los que son justificados.
But it's the doers of the law that are justified.
Pero son los que hacen la ley del Señor los que son justificados.
Now here we have a problem.
Aquí tenemos un problema.
He says it's not the hearers, but it's the doers that are justified.
Está diciendo que no son los que oyen, pero los que hacen o siguen la ley.
How many of you have ever memorized the Ten Commandments? Anybody ever memorized the Ten Commandments? How many of you ever kept the Ten Commandments perfectly? Really, ultimately, no one ever has.
Realisticamente, no nadie ha seguido la ley.
Maybe you've tried and had one good day. But you know what the law demands? It demands perfect obedience. It doesn't mean just keep a few, but you can break some. It demands you keep them all and keep them all perfectly. And so the law of God shows us God's righteousness. But it also shows us how sinful we are. And so Paul introduces the law to these that think they're okay. To establish the fact that they're just as guilty. It's the doers of the law that are justified. So then what does that mean for you and me? We've all broken God's law. So then how can we be justified in God's sight? We're left with a problem, aren't we? All man has broken God's law. But thanks be to God. There was one man that did perfectly keep God's law.
Que hizo y siguió la ley perfectamente.
And his name is Jesus.
Y su nombre es Jesús.
Jesus kept every single law of God perfectly.
Jesús siguió y hizo toda la ley perfectamente.
He said, I didn't come to destroy the law.
Y Jesús dijo que él no vino a quebrar la ley.
I came to fulfill it.
Que le vino a llenar.
Jesus fulfilled all of these requirements of the law.
Jesucristo llenó todo lo que es la ley.
For us.
Por nosotros.
In our place.
En el lugar de nosotros.
Because we could not.
Porque nosotros no podíamos.
And so this is going to begin to lead us to Christ.
Y esto es lo que empieza a llevarnos a Jesucristo.
Paul would say later on in Galatians,
Pablo dijo después en Galatas,
the law of God leads us to Christ.
Que la ley del Señor nos lleva a Jesucristo.
It shows us that we are sinners.
Nos enseña que somos pecadores.
And it leads us to Jesus, the perfect one.
Y que nos lleva a Jesucristo, el perfecto.
He's the one that makes us righteous.
Él es el que nos hace justo.
He's the one that justifies us.
Él es el que nos justifica.
Other than Christ, or I should say outside of Christ,
y fuera de Jesucristo,
we are all sinners.
Somos pecadores.
And deserve God's wrath.
Y merecemos la ira del Señor.
But in Christ,
pero en Cristo,
we are forgiven.
Somos, perdonados.
And so Paul is establishing the guilt of the whole human race in chapters 1 through 3.
Y Pablo estaba estableciendo la...
Chapters 1 through 3, he's showing everyone is guilty.
Nos está enseñando de cómo todos somos culpables del verso 1 al verso del capítulo 1 al capítulo 3.
Everyone is guilty before God.
Todos somos culpables en frente del Señor.
So therefore we need a Savior.
Y por eso necesitamos un Salvador.
And so next time we'll get into the answer.
Y la siguiente vez vamos a tener la respuesta.
Continue reading chapters 1 through 3.
Sigan leyendo el capítulo 1 al 3.
And you're going to see the guilt of humanity.
Y van a ver la culpabilidad de la humanidad.
But then in the middle part of chapter 3, you'll see God's answer.
En las partes medias de los capítulos 3 van a mirar la respuesta.
And that's where it gets really beautiful.
Y es donde se ve muy hermoso.
Let's stand.
Vamos a pararnos.